From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting President Obama backs Iran nuclear deal as smart, responsible diplomacy. President Obama Tuesday sought support for an international nuclear agreement with Iran, insisting it is a smarter, more responsible way to protect U.S. national security. His remarks to a veterans group followed Monday's unanimous endorsement of the deal by the 15-member U.N. Security Council. The president also demanded Iran release three Americans it is holding and help find a fourth believed to be in the country.
Journalist Jason Rezaian should be released. Pastor Saeed Abedini should be released. Amir Hekmati, a former sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps, should be released. Iran needs to help us find Robert Levinson. These Americans need to be back home with their families.
Some family members, friends, and associates of the four have criticized Mr. Obama for not winning the release of the captives as part of last week's international deal with Tehran. The U.S. Congress has 60 days to accept or reject the nuclear agreement. In Burundi, results of Tuesday's presidential election are expected by Thursday. Pierre Claver Indayakariya is the head of the Burundian Electoral Commission.
We will be able to announce the provisional result within 2 days, because tomorrow, on 22 of July, we will deploy a team of staff which will collect the envelopes in which we have the minutes of the results for each polling station.
The vote went off despite violence that left two persons, including a policeman, dead in an opposition boycott. Months of unrest was sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's controversial bid to win a third term. Turnout was low in some areas. Critics say Mr. Nkurunziza should not be allowed to serve a third term. This is VOA News. In Iraq, at least 14 people were killed, dozens more wounded Tuesday following two car bombings in mostly Shia neighborhoods of Baghdad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Islamic State group has been trying to destabilize the Shia-led Iraqi government. A ship carrying food aid for the people of Yemen's port city of Aden docked Tuesday, where months of fighting has created a humanitarian crisis. UN spokesman Rufri Colville says nearly 1,700 people have been killed since a Saudi-led air coalition campaign began hitting Shia Houthi rebel targets in Yemen.
The majority of the casualties are reported to have been caused by airstrikes, but civilians are also regularly being injured and killed by mortar fire and in street fighting. The total death toll since 26th of March is now standing at least 1,693 people, with another 3,829 people reported injured.
The UN says an estimated 13 million people are thought to be in dire need of food assistance. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta Tuesday said the fight against extremism will be the main topic of discussion during President Obama's trip to the East African country, which begins late Friday.
We have been working in very close collaboration with American agencies in our fight against terror, and I am certain that that is an agenda that we shall further strengthen during this particular meeting, strengthen our partnership, strengthen our cooperation, because it is our common objective to ensure that not only Kenya, but the whole world is free from those who would wish to impose negative views on the rest of society.
Kenya's security agencies have been receiving training from U.S., Britain, and Israel to combat Islamist fighters from the Somali-based Al-Shabaab group. Kenya has suffered a number of attacks in recent years, including one on a university in April in which nearly 150 were killed. Algeria's prime minister vowed Tuesday to respond strongly following the killings of at least 9 soldiers in an ambush last week claimed by Al-Qaeda's North African branch. Prime Minister Abdelmalek Salal said on a visit to Spain there will be a relentless pursuit of these terrorists. The chief executive of Toshiba resigned Tuesday in response to revelations the company inflated the profits of more than $1 billion over the course of several years. CEO Hisao Tanaka bowed before cameras in Tokyo and then took blame for the scheme, which dates back to 2008. U.S. professional baseball's Baltimore Orioles team has signed 19-year-old Chinese infielder Guiyuan Xu, the first such signing since Major League Baseball opened developmental centers on the Chinese mainland in 2009. The young Chinese player will begin playing for the club's minor league developmental organization in 2016. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.